Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 4th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do today. Thank you for taking a few moments and checking out our podcast. We know some of you listen regularly, but for others it might be the first time. Today's message is titled, Faithful Forever, and it's based on Psalm 146, verses 5 and 6.
Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever.
Brooksine and I periodically enjoy shopping at Beebe's, a country grocery store run by the Amish. They have several stores here in Lancaster County, and it's really quite a shopping experience. Several times I've heard the workers singing as they stock the shelves, generally hymn-type songs, and the atmosphere is such a contrast to the modern superstores.
They sell overstocked and damaged-type items at a very deep discount. In fact, the motto on their paper bag states, Bents, Bumps, and Bunch of Bargains. You never know what bargain you might find, and recently we found some brand new HP printer ink for $5 a cartridge. Now that got us pretty excited. However, many of their items are also past the expiration date, some way past, so you've got to take extra time to read the dates. It also has a large walk-in freezer, and some of the cheese is over a year past the expiration date, but we're told that it should still be safe to eat because it was frozen the entire time. Although we're still just a little wary about some of those items.
Well, when you think about it, everything we see has an expiration date of some sort. Certainly, we as part of the human race have one as well. Scripture plainly states that outwardly we are wasting away, and that's quite evident. And it is appointed unto men once to die, and again, that's very evident. The Apostle Peter declared, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
Today, let's meditate on one of the most assuring truths of God's Word, the explicit declaration found in Scripture that His glorious attributes have no expiration date. The phrase in our daily passage ends with, the Lord who remains faithful forever. In our lives, we're confronted with expiration dates, limited time offers, partial warranties, etc. But in God, we find one who has declared, I, the Lord, do not change.
Indeed, God's nature, expressed in His divine attributes, does not change, and neither can it. Here's a heavy thought from theologian A.W. Tozer, and I quote, if God is self-existent, He must be also self-sufficient. And if He has power, He, being infinite, must have all power. If He possesses knowledge, His infinitude assures us that He possesses all knowledge. Similarly, His immutability presupposes His faithfulness. If He is unchanging, it follows that He could not be unfaithful, since that would require Him to change. Any failure within the divine character would argue imperfection, and since God is perfect, it could not occur. Thus, the attributes explain each other and prove that they are but glimpses the mind enjoys of the absolutely perfect Godhead. End quote.
The Word declares that His love, righteousness, and His name endures forever. Today, as you face the inevitable frustrations of life, remember the unchangeable God of the universe reigns, and He will reign forever. His attributes have no expiration date. There is no variableness in His nature, no shadow of turning.
Why don't you join today in singing a chorus, lifting up your heart and voice, singing out, or perhaps humming, depending on your circumstances. It's a great chorus based on Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, and I'm sure many of you have sung it.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Father, how wonderful that you are a God whose kingdom knows no end and eternal life is ours through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. Though we experience your faithfulness and unlimited grace each new day, we anticipate the glorious day when we will experience it in full measure in the life to come. Unchangeable God, thank you for your dependability and availability to your creation. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We had quite a time with this podcast, and even getting our message out today, my sister left, and we are quite delayed for those of you that expected at a certain time. But it is a real tremendous joy to share God's Word in this fashion with you. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a number of photos up on the site, both related to the wedding that we attended Saturday with my niece at my brother's church in the Lehigh Valley in eastern Pennsylvania, and also my daughter's baccalaureate service last night, an outstanding service that was full of the message of the Lord, which is so unusual in America these days. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful because God is always faithful. I have several links to music up that bless us with the theme of the faithfulness of God today as well. Our website, once again, is www.dailyencouragement.net. If you click on the site today, the 4th of June, you can read the supplemental materials I referenced or look at them. If not, just go back to the message dated June 4th, 2007. Have a blessed day today.